New federal Department of Education rules aimed at for-profits yank money from those having a high percentage of students defaulting on loans. In addition, those schools have to show students are prepared for gainful employment. Don Madling is campus president of Herzing University in Madison.
We know we have a public issue that we have to validate and verify that we are doing a good job, that the students are coming out of our institutions are working, are employable.
Wisconsin's Educational Approval Board has a website comparing completion, employment, and other school data. Gene James from Kaplan Higher Education Group says the broad statistics may unfairly characterize a school. She says there are complicating factors which may explain why some students just don't do well.
These non-traditional indicators include delayed enrollment, absence of a high school diploma, part-time employment, single-parent status, and working full-time.
Aside from complaints about the presentation of the data by the state, for-profit institutions say they're properly educating students and are willing to prove it. Again, Don Madling.
We want to work with you, certainly don't want to work against you.
Wisconsin's Educational Approval Board uses self-reported data from the schools to track trends, help students choose which institutions to attend, and push schools to improve. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.